Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
The stock market is a gamble, but it also provides a chance for millions to participate in American conservatism. In the market, the 1% swells to 54, the percentage of Americans who own stocks, bonds, and other market instruments. That's over 150 million people who don't want to see anything radical happen to the boat in which they have placed their hopes of financial security. So even when bankers and brokers pay themselves huge bonuses for sabotaging the hopes of the moderate investor, even when moderate investors bail out the big players, nothing is likely to change. The degeneration of a movement like Occupy from a real shared wish into parochial violence and destructive silliness only serves to strengthen the invested conservatism of that 54%. 40 million people have left the market in the last 5 years, forced by financial circumstance or disillusioned, who knows. But that's still less than 20% of investors, 13% of all Americans. A Russian hermit, Nils Sorsky, once said that until you lose hope in everything you rely on for your survival, there's no chance of really turning. In Bob Dylan's eloquence, when you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. We may rant and shake our fists at Congress, but as long as the market holds out a whiff of security or gain, even those who hate it will pray it continues just as it is. Every day there are things that show us alternative measures of value. To a recent British Antiques Roadshow, a quiet man in a woolen cap brought 2 battered, encrusted pieces of nondescript pottery. The expert departed from practice and valued them up front. "As objects," he said, "they're worthless. But tell your story." And the man humbly described how his father, an army medic in Japan, had found them 6 miles from the center of Hiroshima, how he displayed them prominently on the mantel, but had never discussed them. The incrustation was melted glaze. 1,500 degrees of heat will do that. Now, back to the stock market. With a perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.